Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Two chairs, no waiting. Episode number 185. Big Mod gets her shoes. Two chairs, no waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Browse the full selection of books, apparels, and get the cool new t-shirts for spring and summer. DVDs, artwork, collectibles, and much more online at weaversdepartmentstore.com. And there are a lot of vintage and rare products over there too, so check them out. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producers of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 185, are John Patton and Todd Beckett. So John and Todd, hey, I want to thank you guys for supporting the show, and I want to thank you for being with me here for Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 185, Big Mod Gets Her Shoes. I know that's got your curiosity up. So, look, for the last several years, there's been a tribute artist for Big Mod Tyler, also known as Ralph Henderson, and that tribute artist happens to also play another part with us as a tribute artist, and that role is as Otis Campbell. That's right. Kenneth Junkin plays both Otis Campbell and Big Mod Tyler in our different Mayberry events that we have throughout the year. And Ken does a great job as Otis, a great job. But one year we wanted to start doing some skits with Big Mod. And, well, it was a interesting experience for Ken dressing up as Big Mod. And what we're going to hear about in just a few minutes here, in just a few seconds, really, is Ken's story about how Big Mod got her shoes. Because this is Ken at the time, I guess, when he started this, he was a 50-some-odd-year-old man who, he had to go to the ladies' shoe store and get shoes big enough for a full-grown man rather than for a lady. And as you might imagine, it's a little uncomfortable for a man to head over to the shoe store and pick up ladies' shoes. Because Big Mod, she would have worn, I don't even know what you call them, slip-on shoes with a little heel on the back, you know, not high heels or anything. But she was a convict. The convicts at large, if you don't remember who Big Mod Tyler was, she was one of the three lady convicts that caught Barney and Floyd up in the cabin. And so we're going to be talking about Big Mod Tyler, who was played by Rita Shaw. And we also talk a good bit about Gene Carson throughout the conversation because we did the skit that we were talking about with Gene. So we're going to get to hear the conversation we had with Ken Junkin following the event Mayberry Comes to Westminster, which was held in April 2012, just last weekend for me at the time I'm recording this. And we had a great time sitting around in the lobby of the hotel following the event and just discussing and having fun listening to this. So let's get right into this. This is Ken Junkin, our Otis impersonator, telling stories about being, about being Big Mod, I guess. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. So here's Ken.
Now, when you started doing Big Mod, you had an experience where you had to go out and buy some shoes to be
That's
Big
That's right.
So tell this story about how you got started being Big Mod.
I had a very good friend as a good seamstress volunteered to make me the outfit, so I didn't have to worry about shopping for the outfit. the problem was going to be shoes. And I said, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to find women's shoes to fit me? I got a big foot. And I started asking some of the ladies that I worked with. And I had a friend at the time that said she would help me find them. So one morning about 10 a.m. at work, she called, said, Kenneth, I think I found you some shoes over at Shoe City in Northport, which
right,
was
right, yeah,
10, 12 minutes from the office I worked. She said, why don't you run that lunch? I told her who he was, and she thinks she's got three pair that you can try on and see how you like them, and she thinks they'll fit. Okay, thank you, Mitzi. That's really nice of you.
All right, so now let me get this straight. So okay, you're going over to the women's shoe store.
Right.
As
but
man.
I don't go at lunch because I felt like if I waited till about 2 p.m., everybody would be through with lunch and there wouldn't be too many customers in the store. And sure enough, I get to the ladies' shoe store there. There's nobody in there, not even a clerk. And on the counter at the front door, there's a stack of 3, 12, 13 RWs, really wide, I guess is what that's for. And I said, and I looked down the aisle, I didn't see a clerk. I said, man, come on. Okay, about 30 seconds, I stand there, and this lady comes in, and she doesn't shop. She gets in line behind me at the counter. No. I said, still no one there. Wait, I'm kind of getting nervous and jittery. A second lady comes in and gets in line behind the first lady. Now there's two people. And I said, shoot. About that time, a door opens down the line, and a young lady, the clerk, said, Mr. Junkin, I have three pair of shoes there for you if you want to try them on. I said, so I turn around to tell the ladies what I'm doing. I'm going to be, this is for a skit I'm doing. I said, I can't do it. So I grabbed all three boxes, and there was a chair there right to the side of the counter to try on shoes. I went to the back, all the way to the back.
No, wait. Okay. Well, how were these women behaving? Did they react at all?
Expressionless. Very, very waiting to see what the heck's going on here with this guy buying women's shoes. And I wanted to tell them, and I couldn't. So I went to the back, and sure enough, the first box, they fit. So I kind of go back up the front. Both ladies are standing at the counter. Mr. Junkin, did you find one of the pair of shoes that would fit? Yeah, I did. The first one. You didn't try the other? No, these are fine. How much I owe you? Oh, you should have tried. No, these are fine. How much I owe you? Well, if you're sure. Oh, yeah. How much I owe you? So she starts on the register what I owe her. And she said, I'm pulling out one. And she says, Mr. Junkin, I'm going to throw in a size, queen size pantyhose for you to go with these shoes. Oh, yeah? So then I start to tell the ladies. I can't tell them. So I pay for the shoes, and these two ladies, I walk between them out to the door, and they're
just looking at me.
They're looking at me. And I jump in my vehicle and go the back way to work.
You back out where they can't see your tag number.
Go around the back. And so they work. And after we do this skit with Big Maud, the escaped lady convicts is what we're doing.
Right,
Floyd,
right.
You're in it. Yeah, and and actually Jean Carson, who was the original.
Hello, doll.
Yes.
Yeah, fun girl.
And I finally decide, I think it was in Indiana, to try the pantyhose on. I've had them in my for several months, and I'll never wear pantyhose again. I tried to put those.
Yeah,
and once
in the
I struggled to get those queen size pantyhose on, I had more runners than a marathon, I guarantee you. It was a sight to behold. First time I ever seen George Lindsay lose it. Goober lost it backstage.
Yeah, when he saw you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget it. I came back there to get ready for that. We were doing the scene where Floyd and Barney were captured by the escaped convicts up in the cabin. And I went backstage to see Kenneth because I knew he was dressing up like Big Mog.
Yeah.
And I walked back there, and he has on this convict outfit. And he's standing there with the wig on and got the hair.
And nice pumps.
He had the pumps that he had bought at the shoe store that all the women loved.
Yeah.
And anyway, but the thing that topped the whole thing off, he is chawing on his piece of chewing gum. And it was just hilarious. And the first thing I said is,
Gene has got to see you
before we go on stage.
Before we go on stage. You cannot walk
out on stage. 1,400 people there.
So I said, come on, we got to go across the backstage there to where her room was. And so we went over there, and I knocked on the door and said, Gene, this is Alan. Can I come in? Yeah, you can come on in. I said, and so I went walking in there and said, hey, Gene, I've got somebody I want you to meet. And Kenneth came walking around the corner there, and she looked at him, and she was just like, oh, my. And she just laid her head over on the desk and was laughing. She said, you look just like Rita.
I still haven't decided how to take that. Now, let's tell everybody my dress was a 3X.
Yeah, it was.
Is that the way you do dresses?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's the way the
pattern or something.
And it was a little tight.
In that episode, they described Big Maud as being like 135 pounds.
Well,
you're right. 145 or something, yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, we tried to prepare Jean because
awesome.
When she saw me in front of 1,400 people, and she did the same thing. She turned her back to the audience. And
yeah, when it actually started, you know, the scene is Floyd sitting there on the in a chair, and in this case, it was pretending it was a couch, you know. And Gene's walking around, you want to fight? You want to fight doing that kind of stuff? And I'm like, yeah, no, my glasses, you know, and all that stuff. Anyway, so the music's playing, and now it's Barney's out there, and here comes Big Maud out to dance with him, and they start dancing back and forth. Yeah. Well, Gene, in the meantime, is kind of doing that little dance that she does, a little swinging back and forth, and was going around my chair and got in front of me. Of course, she's mic'd with a lavalier mic, where you could hear her, but she's looking at me going, she's laughing at Kenneth as Big Maud over there. Oh, it was hilarious.
And we did this. We have the bottles, props that are candy that break without her.
Real easy,
and she's always, you know, she hits Floyd, really. Yeah. And she was afraid to hit him hard, you know. And we kept saying, no, you can hit him hard.
Yeah, it won't hurt.
And we kept reminding her before we did me. You hit him pretty hard. And she did. And it surprised all of us. We all jumped. And then she said, oh, my God.
She covered her face up.
But the candy, this bottle was made, went all over
the stage.
And Alan, he was ready for the normal. It hit him, and he and he goes,
any blood?
And she,
oh no, it didn't hurt.
Oh no, but it looked really.
Yeah, it didn't
amazing.
Hurt at all, but it went everywhere.
It went.
And
covered.
Bart Boatwright got a great picture of it because he knew it was fixing to happen, and he's a photographer anyway, so he's drawn right at the front of the stage. Click. I mean, you can see the shards of glass. Well, which are sugar flying all over the place when she hit me.
She almost lost it again.
I'll never forget, though, the first time I saw you as Big Maud. And that was, I've tried to forget it. I have.
Well, I have, too. Now, that's the time I would only do that character if I was 500 miles from home. And then people at work in my office started asking about this character.
Well, they probably heard from them women down at the store.
They did.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Never been in that store.
Oh.
What store?
You ever go back in there?
Nope.
No.
I don't even buy gas at the station there. And it's some of your cheaper gas. I don't gas it up, Chickie.
You sold that car. You don't even have
I don't
that
have
anymore.
That car anymore. And the clothes I wore that day.
The clothes he wore that day, he even got rid of those because he didn't want anybody to know it was him. So folks, hey, that is the tribute artist from the from the Mayberry crew there, where we have a ton of fun visiting with one another and stuff after the show. I just can't tell you how much fun that really is for us. And we were sitting around the lobby there of the Best Western, I do believe it was, and visited with each other for, I don't know, that was probably about an hour or more that we spent just visiting and laughing about Ken's story about going in. I cannot imagine what it must be like as a guy going into the woman's clothing store and a woman's shoe store in this case and trying to get some shoes to play a part. So, you know, oh, I thought that was just awesome. So, now, hey, folks, tonight I wanted to bring back something that we haven't done for quite a while, because we used to do this fairly often and haven't done it in, I can't even tell you when the last time we actually had Floyd visit us here on the podcast. But, you know, I wanted to try to check out and see if we could get Floyd back into the room to visit with us just a little bit. So, Floyd, if you're out there, let's try to bring in Floyd here and see if he's around.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, hello there. Hey, hey, it's so good to be back. You know, I hadn't been here in a while. Hey, how you doing, darling?
Hey, Floyd, doing good. It's good to have you. I am so glad you made it. So, have you got anything special for us tonight?
Well, yes, I had just one thing I wanted to tell you. You know, I've been doing some stuff trying to eat better. You know, I started eating a lot of natural foods and stuff. Yeah,
you had. You'd done that?
Yeah, well, yes, I started eating some natural food. And, well, you know, it turns out I quit eating it.
What'd you quit eating it for?
Well, it turns out that, I learned most people die of natural causes. there's a guy that came into the barber shop the other day. Yeah, I was talking to him. He'd gone into the doctor, and he was in the doctor's office. He said he walked in, and this fella came walking in while he was there. He said he had a pickle in his nose and a banana in his ear. Yeah. The doctor, when he got there, the doctor, he walked in and looked at that fella, and right away he looked at him and said, say, I can tell you haven't been eating right. Anyway, hope you see, he had a banana in his ear, and he wasn't eating. Yeah. All right, well, that's all I've got, so
bum,
bye.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. All right, Floyd, thank you. A banana in his ear and a pickle in his nose. Wasn't eating right. Good. All right, Floyd, well, thanks. It's good to have you back, and we'll be trying to have more Floyd, because so many people have been asking for Floyd to drop back in and give us his words of wisdom from Floyd. Way to go, Floyd. I appreciate you dropping by. Had a great time in Westminster, South Carolina this past weekend. Folks, I want to encourage you, if you're ever in the area where they're going to be having some type of Mayberry event, I definitely want to encourage you to go there, because Westminster was a blast. We had all kinds of tribute artists there. We had Almost Andy, who's not a Mayberry tribute artist, but he's an Andy Griffith tribute artist. He was there with us. Of course, we had Goober and Otis and Barney and Howard and Briscoe and Andalina and Mayor Pike, and we had Ernest T, and I'm sure I have just missed somebody that was there. I'm trying to look at a picture here to see if I can see to make sure I grabbed everybody. But it was a great, great weekend of just Mayberry fun there in Westminster, South Carolina, and they are planning to do it again next year. So I hope you guys will try to make some time to attend. It should be toward the end of April next year. We had Thelma Lou. I left her off. Let's see who else was there. I think I got everybody. But folks, it was a wonderful time, and we got to spend time, as you heard, sitting around in the lobby of the hotel, visiting and just chatting some with not only the tribute artists, but just fans. And we're all fans. The tribute artists are huge fans of the Andy Griffith Show, just like you. So anytime you see any of them, make sure you come up and say hi. And I think you're gonna enjoy getting to visit with them. Well, folks, that's what I have for you tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I'd like to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by our Facebook page. We got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/2chairs. Or you can just drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting website and leave messages there. Great, great ways of getting in touch with one another. And finally, I want to mention that we've got the iMayberryCommunity.com. Drop by iMayberryCommunity.com. You can sign up to visit with 300 or so of your Mayberry friends there. And we would love to have you. So, folks, have a great, great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.